In spite of judging scandals at the Olympics and multi-million dollar athlete contracts, commentator Diana Nyad says Olympic ideals remain as lofty as ever.
Every Olympics seems to summon a further cry of lost ideals. The lament brews that professionalism, performance drugs, and politics have sadly and seriously eroded the Greeks' original pure spirit of fair competition. Call me Pollyanna, but none of it gets to me. Will the judging scandal over Canadian pair skaters Jamie Salé and David Pelletier keep you from getting caught up in the drama of the game's glamour event tonight, the ladies' figure skating? Pundits took every moment of airtime over the first half of the Olympics to not only let us know that the shady deals of trading votes and joining in blocks of votes has been standard practice in the sport for decades, they pitied us fans for now sinking to yet another level of disillusionment in discovering yet another chink in the Olympic armor. Well, guess what? You can go all the way back to those supposedly pure ancients and learn that the judges were constantly accused of accepting bribes. We fans are thicker skinned than the pundits surmise. How about the fact that some Olympians make big bucks now? Does that bother you? Michelle Kwan has already reached the $3 million per year mark, and if she hits triple axel gold in Salt Lake tonight, her fortune bumps up to tens of millions. Her prime contender, Irina Slutskaya, is a woman who lives in utter anonymity in Moscow, who once had a small shampoo contract, and who stands no chance of celebrity cash after the games, even if she wins gold. Their nationalities aside, would you root against the one who has become wealthy through her sport, as if her desire to win is corrupted by financial motivations? I must admit, when I follow the speed skaters flying around that oval, or the cross-country skiers bent over in agony after gutting out those grueling endurance races, I do find it inspiring that they've obviously spent the better part of a decade building those bionic bodies in the pursuit of nothing more than their ultimate potential. Those are the Olympic athletes, and they do represent the majority, by the way, who struggle financially. They consider themselves lucky to get all the gear they need and living expenses enough so they don't need to work while they're training. And when they're done, even a gold medal or two won't inflate their earning power. But as much as I respect the ones who will never make the fortune they deserve for all their talent, all their discipline, that doesn't mean I don't respect the snowboarders who pull in a cool $500,000 a year by selling electronics to Generation Y. A couple of years back, I covered the Salt Lake bidding scandal for nearly a year. The one question that was consistently put to me at the end of every report was, will the fervor for the games eventually succumb to these repeated assaults on Olympic integrity? My answer was no. The Olympics represent the hopes of mankind. Nothing will bring them down. Like I said, call me Pollyanna.
The comments of Diana Nyad, host of the public radio program Savvy Traveler, and a senior correspondent for Fox Sports News Television.